You got here, go.
We'll call to order our January 4th, 2016, Commissioners' meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. First up on the agenda is reorganization of the Board of Commissioners. Gentlemen, what's your pleasures? Can you nominate a president?
I'd like to nominate Terry Young for president.
Okay. We have a motion for Terry Young to be president. Do you have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Vice President?
Make motion, Larry Brady.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
I didn't get that one.
I'm the Vice President.
Okay.
Bud made the motion. Terry seconded it.
Okay.
That's the first, those two departments there. Terry, you want to take over? You want to stay down there for an hour, or you want to go down here?
Whatever. We'll just leave it like this right now.
So. Okay.
Fine.
Okay, you have your other departments.
Jeff? Austin?
No, the other departments. We have the other appointments.
You want to do appointments now or wait?
It doesn't matter. I just saw it was...
I have the appointments at the end of the meeting.
Hey, okay. That's fine. Sorry about that.
Jeff,
come on up.
All right. At the Justice Center, we have the sheriff has used part of his budget to allow us to pay for replacement of some of the lights in the back in the cell blocks. That was while we were waiting for our budget to be approved. We've repaired and replaced 9 day room lights with LEDs. It's going to save us a lot of money in the long run because we don't have to replace transformers anymore or starter capacitors. It's just the bulb. They're just as bright as the other ones and they use a lot less energy, but the big savings was in the future when we replace them again, it's going to be cheaper.
You have the upfront cost and it's on the tail ends where you save.
Right. Yeah. Well, even the upfront cost you save because you don't have to buy transformers or the starter capacitors, so it's cheaper right out the gate, too.
Very well.
We also repaired and replaced 15 cell lights, one slider door. We replaced four lavatory valves. We replaced an air sensor in the outside HVAC unit number 8. It wasn't communicating. We changed water softener salt to pellet because we're going through 45 bags a month. That's a lot of salt, and we thought maybe the reason was because we're using the crystallized stuff. If we use the pellet stuff, it might slow down the usage of it. We'll see.
Did you have to change the equipment for that, or just
no,
the product?
Just product. I'll be able to tell you guys at the end of this month how that works out and whether we can stay that way or not.
Yep.
Yep.
These 45,
they're five something a piece. Yes.
The system's
brand new. The reason that we use so much salt is because we use 4,000 gallons of water a day in there. It goes through a lot of water. So the salt usage is right. I just don't know if we can kind of control it a little bit and bring the usage down by switching to pellet type. We're going to use a lot of salt.
With Jeff's new system of controlling water, can he cut the cost, energy?
I think so, because the less water you use, the more savings you'll find, and we won't have people running their water in their cells constantly to keep.
So, yeah, there should be plenty of savings.
I think so, yeah. With what Jeff's planning on doing, I think we're going to see a lot of savings all the way around. At the annex building, the heat went out because the circulating pump coupler broke. I had to order a new one in. When it came in, I repaired that and got the heat running going again. And we also repaired two wall heating units over there. We have placed one of those emergency HVAC units that we have in the building inspector's office because for some reason, he's on the tail end of the circulated water heat, and his office never gets as warm as the rest of the building. So we put one in there temporarily until we get that tracked down.
Were these taken care of by the contractors who did?
What's that? The repairs?
Yeah.
No, I did it myself. Out of the plastic, I've talked to Terry about Terry Ruff, about the generator they have out at the County Highway Garage. And they have a 100K generator sitting inside the building. And I know that this has been discussed before, whether we need to connect that to their building. Is that something that you guys would like us to move forward with?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I'm sure. Okay. I suppose the next step then is I'll get some quotes to get that thing hooked up.
Awesome.
Forward.
Just let us know, Jeff, I guess, what you come up with. But this last ice storm deal, we need to sure. It's already back there. All we got to do is
absolutely.
The long-term benefit, not just to accommodate the county highway to keep their daily actions going in the event of a storm, but in the event that we do need a warming station or shelter, then we have a source location that we can direct people to, and we will know that we will have power there. So that's some of my added thoughts on that.
At the courthouse, we've had two light fixtures we had to rewire. The heating cover was repaired in the commissioner's room. During the ice storm, we had large branches fall from the pine tree on the west yard. We blocked off parking spaces for the duration of the storm so it wouldn't affect any cars, and we managed to clean up the following day.
Can I make a comment since you're talking about the trees?
Mm-hmm.
I have a request. This tree that's right out here, that great big one, I know it's been trimmed and everything, but is there any way it can be put on the list for the county to take down this summer or spring or something?
Jeff and I had a conversation during this ice storm, Sheila, about we need to look at all these trees. And
it's scary, yeah, it when is. It's yes. When it's loaded like that, and yes. We know it's dead because there's no leaves, yeah, on it anymore. But it's very scary because if it would come this away, it'll come right through my office.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a topic the other day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sheila.
I had one emergency call this month. A cell shower in the back of the jail wouldn't shut off, and it flooded the shower area. I came in and shut the water off. The guys are putting replacement parts in there. We're still in the process of fixing that one shower unit because it won't shut off, but we should have that fixed soon. The contract was mailed to Keystone Architect Incorporated. You guys all have a copy of the as-built that they sent me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the structural assessment back yet. As soon as I get that, I'll pass that on. The as-built, I think, they did a really good job on them. These, of course, are a lot smaller. They're just copies of what they've got. But we can have actual copy of originals if we need them. This kind of leads into the next step of discussing what the use of the add-on is going to be.
It's on my list, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. And then the last thing, along with all of our other snow removal equipment, we use handheld snow blowers to blow some of the snow off, like we did this morning. Unfortunately, one of the two blowers that we have has it's junk. We can't repair it. And I'd like to purchase a new one. I talked to Smitty about a new one, and he told me that a new one would run with our 20% discount $136. So I'd like to purchase a new blower if I could.
I entertain a motion to approve that request.
Move to approve.
Actually, yeah, I'm show the new that's there. Sorry.
Go, let's just go ahead and let you do this one.
Whatever.
It's fine.
Whatever.
And we'll shuffle around.
You have a motion. You have a second. You have a motion and a second. Go ahead and purchase it as a replacement.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Now, is Smitty going to stay in business so he can repair it?
I don't know. I've dealt with him a lot in the past, and he's repaired some things for us. I think I don't know for sure that they're staying in the charging where you can charge. I think that's an issue that I might have to look at once we move forward with this. But as far as his business, I don't know. I don't. But we've always, that's where we've purchased the majority of our stuff in the past, from what I understand.
But sorry, I saw something black come out inside my face here. That's why I got looking up there. What's your comment? I have a something went on there. I have no idea what it was.
Hopefully, it's not a bat.
A floating spotter in my eye here. That caught me off guard. Sorry. No, I have no idea if they're staying in business or not. I would hope so. And if not, what's the brand name?
Steel.
Yeah, please.
You just about to get them repaired anyway, can't you?
Yes. Yeah. The ones that we have, we've repaired time and time and time again. But this one, it's done. There is no bringing it back.
Anything else, gentlemen? Jeff wanted to know, you wanted to talk about getting together.
Yeah.
I've talked to Kevin what type of meeting that needs to be. We can do it under an executive session. Go over some things, but what would Monday of next week look like for you guys before the council meeting? Something like 5 or 6.
If we can get it done in an hour.
Well,
yeah. Let's start.
We'll figure out time and just go over the time there. But would Monday?
Because I know we talked about we need to shuffle some offices around.
Mm-hmm.
And then this new deal, and we've got to get our cards in a row here. Yeah.
So why don't we shoot for sometime on Monday, but
Monday,
as of time, I don't have a time yet. I didn't know if any of you would be out of, it's not a joint session that night, so I didn't know if you guys are in plan of being in town.
But I can be, yeah, we can do it, whatever, after okay. 3 or?
We have to know by Wednesday, right, Sheila? If we're planning executive session for Monday.
I need 48 hours, so that would mean I have to post it Thursday.
So we'll let you guys know by Wednesday. Come up with the exact time. We'll, okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So Terry Rupp, Highway Department, anything other than what's on here?
No. Nothing major.
Okay.
Jeff kind of asked me to be here, I guess.
Yep.
About the generator. We went ahead and purchased a trailer for the bridge crew. We put in for a budget for a bridge crew trailer.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting it up here at this K&B trailer up here on the North County line.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. We had 2 bids on it, but we'd rather buy it close by, I guess. So. It's $49.85, so we need a new trailer. And we also purchased 3 chainsaws during the ice storm. We got to the point where we had so many trees down that the men were running out of saws.
What size bar did you get? Or?
It was all 18-inch, I believe.
Okay.
Smitty had a special on them.
How many did you purchase?
3.
Okay.
And we've got, Gary, 2 of us already junk, basically, so it was time to get some new saws.
Well, we had some old ones.
Okay. Not the new ones.
But you never know when, but the bottom line is we went ahead and purchased new saws, $600-some, so.
Okay. Okay.
The county gets a discount on it. So, yes, really. Couldn't resist that. So, other than that.
Are those capable of handling a larger bar on them?
No.
No.
They're more than mid-size.
Okay.
I mean, we got bigger saws.
Okay.
We've got some man killer saws out there, but average guy, well, most of the stuff, but something like this, then we get the man killers.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions you got for us?
No. Website's looking great. Pass that on.
We'll pass it on to Jessica.
Yeah.
I got one call on Jerry Freeman's Lane. There's three trees. The one in the middle is real bad. These trees go over when somebody's walking.
Okay.
He has to give somebody a good look at it.
Okay, that's Jerry's right out here. I think, what is it, 100 or is it 150 out here? We'll look at it south of Lake Sedition there, whatever it is, yeah. Does he have it marked, or is it obvious, I suppose?
He said pretty obvious. It's the middle one.
Okay, so there's a dead tree in his yard, basically, then. Yeah, we'll look at it. Give Buffy something to do. This tree out here.
Yeah. Anytime you can get to it.
We'll run right up. The bottom line is, it'd probably be better to do it when the ground was froze.
Yeah.
Really? Is there anything in our budget, or can we get donations or something and plan a new one?
Well, I'm sure we can come up with something to replace it.
Because that tree's been there for years and years and years, but things scary nowadays.
Yeah, I think,
especially when the wind blows.
I think it's one of them ash trees, to be honest with you. Okay. I noticed it last summer. It was already going to heck, so yeah. But we'll look at it.
You want the ground to be frozen so there's less damage.
Correct. Even with the tree falling itself, there's less damage. It
correct.
Doesn't go anywhere.
Whenever
we'll take a look at it. So.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Gary Anderson, the town got back with you on our trucks. We don't have trucks.
I haven't heard any more, but I just seen it in the last commissioner saying that that's all I heard. I don't know what's going on there, to be honest with you. Supposedly there's paper in there or something. I don't.
I think Brad's going
to. Brad is going to work on the paper end of it, or they want to get it out to the recycling.
But no, at this time, we haven't heard anything.
Okay.
Do we have to have tarps?
Well, normally a load would need to be tarped.
I guess to go to the hazard, it has to be done.
So you might want to work with Brad, because they have the tarping semis. Yeah, they can be tarped over.
We'll have to discuss it with Brad or down the line. I guess sometimes you got something like that, you put the other stuff on top, and then you might have an issue, I guess. But I don't know what we're running into here.
Okay.
So. I know your contractor has looked into getting a couple of semis with ducks.
Just let us know if we can be of any help, I guess.
Reasonable price on that.
All righty. Thank you. RB, you're not on, you're pulling yourself a K. Jeff Richwine?
I don't have anything, Larry, until the joint session, unless you guys got questions for me, I guess. We got some, I guess, good news. I was talking to Chief Deputy Rouse today. He's been, took charge of our firearm program, and he's looking at ammo, and he's found, we think it's going to be comparable ammo for $200 less a case, so that's going to be a couple thousand dollars that we'll save in the firearms program. I guess you got my email. Did you get it? I sent it out today, so I was going to wait till the joint session, but I can say it here. Phil Cherry's resigned. He turned his 2 weeks in, and Stark County has stolen him away from us like we were afraid of.
Afraid of that, yeah.
It all come down to money, and I can't hold that against him. And he's probably going to be one other jailer go with him. I won't say his name because he hasn't officially told me that, but Phil told me there will be another jailer going. So we'll lose two people to Stark County, and it all comes down to money. So you know, it's no news to any of us sitting in these rooms that that's an issue for our county, so. But he's going to, well, he's got 2 weeks' notice, and his last day will be at the end of the month, so. We started the process of looking for a new jail commander, and I think to Phil's credit that it will probably come from the jail. He did a good job as far as having people in there that do what he did, and we'll probably pull from one of our supervisory staff in the jail now and fill it with one of those. So,
I did not get your email.
So. I sent it, so.
Okay.
And it just basically said that.
Yeah, so that's fine.
It all comes down to meeting with Phil, and they give him a car and a lot more money, and you can't hold that against people. They got to do what they got to do on that stuff. So that was kind of bad news today. That wasn't the way I wanted to start my Monday morning, but oh well.
Thank you.
We had another deputy resign, same issue. It's one of our new guys that we don't have any money in, so to speak, and so he's not been to the academy or anything, and we have filled that position, and you know, we'll see how that goes. So we're still got our 8 road deputies, but we did have Deputy Runk resigned, I think it was a week or so ago, and we filled that with another guy. So, on some of the military stuff, I got a letter from Christina Hamilton. You know, we had turned in some things, and we had taken those. And this is way back when Larry was still here, Larry Hoover, and we had sent some night vision goggles. And yeah, I don't know what these things are. They're some kind of little round glass tube. That worth a lot of money. But anyways, we were sending that stuff back and they wouldn't take it because it has to be D-mil. And I got a letter from Christina before the holiday break that, you know, you contact an EPA certified. That's exactly what she called it. So I did some internet searches and I can't find anybody that I know of. So I sent an email back to her before and she hasn't answered, asking her if she could give me some direction on where this stuff has to go to be demilled before they will take it back. All that stuff has some type of radioactivity in it that, you know, they want you to get rid of before they take their stuff back. So I don't know, you know, what that's going to cost or what that whole process is, but we'll have to see. So we have 4 of the big trucks that are that way too, and I know you guys know about those. They're out here, and she didn't mention those. I told her that we're interested in sending those back, and I figured we'd have some shipping costs there or something, but I don't know. You know, I don't know what they're talking about cost-wise on getting this stuff. And the word is demilled. I'm looking at you, Larry, because you're a military guy. But so we'll see. I mean, the other option is that you just hang on to it, and it's on your inventory, and you know, it doesn't cost you anything other than somebody's got an inventory to make sure it doesn't disappear. But
I believe the phrase demilled is, in my opinion, is take everything that made it appear or belong to or act like the military off the equipment, so it will be...
Well, what she's talking about here is some kind of radioactivity,
yeah,
and that and stuff. So that I'm sure that's how you get...
That would be a part of that, yeah, piece of equipment to make it civilian-proof.
All right, you know, maybe it's something that, I don't know. It sounded bad to me, but we'll see.
Anywhere on the snowblower?
No, I have not heard any more on the title for those 10 things I've got sent to him. So,
okay.
Last I knew, she was checking with those people in Battle Creek.
Okay. All right.
We're ready to go with the water project. I heard Jeff talking about that. We're ready to go with that. We've got all the money. We're just waiting for those people to call us back. And then I think I mentioned we got to start working on the locks. So, you know, we're starting to look into that. So that's where we're at.
Good job. Gentlemen, you got any questions?
No.
All righty.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sheila, conference approvals?
Yes, for Holly Van Der Aid to attend her 2016 legislation on the 26th and 27th in Indianapolis.
I'll entertain a motion to move to approve that.
Move to approve. Conference approval.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Terry, appointments. Give you a list for appointments.
I emailed them to you.
I know. I didn't know if you had a hard copy.
Yeah, I did. Also, the North Solid Waste District, we get a letter from them. They've got Larry McTeedy on the council, Melanie Berger City Council. The board alternates for 15 was Terry and Tracy.
So it should be Mike Teedy, not Nick.
Okay.
Nick was.
Okay, and Mike took over.
And Melanie is.
Okay.
And the alternate would be Terry. Okay. And then remove Tracy.
Does Bud want to be on it as an alternate?
So then I can't attend those meetings. They need a representation from the commissioners. Bud, you got Terry on there. That's my backup. Do you want to be as backup of the backup?
Terry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's fine. Okay. I think that takes care of that one.
Okay.
First one, do you want to go through and appoint and then make the motion for all of them? Or did you want to do each one individually?
Well, it's one appointment or one motion at the end. Terry, is that okay?
How do you want to do it, Bud? You want to do the whole thing, you want to do each one by one? You check.
Okay. First one's the Alcohol Beverage Board. Carol Lang was the commissioner's appointee.
Leave it as move that we keep Carol Lang as the Alcohol Beverage Board appointee.
Let's do that. I'll make the motion.
We have a motion. I'll second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. The Arrowhead RNC. The commissioner appointee is Bud, and the commissioner alternative is Terry.
I move that we approve that. Leave it alone.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Board of Aviation, everybody on there, we have one that'll come up due June the 1st of 16, but not until then.
So
and that person is town of Winnemac is the appointee on that one.
So we'll
commissioner, none of the commissioner ones till the end of next year, till the end of this year.
Okay.
Board of Health, that's Brian Johnson is who was. Well, I haven't heard anything from the health department. Have any of you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get no paperwork or nothing.
I'll entertain a motion to leave Brian Johnson until notified otherwise.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Dr. Allman is the health board officer.
Entertain a motion to approve Rex Allman as a county health officer.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Okay. Commissioners on. You'll have one on February the 28th for the county commissioner representative. It's Larry Brady for the CBC executive board. But it doesn't come up till February, so.
I'm okay with staying on that board.
I would move to leave Larry on that.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The computer systems manager, we did have as Holly Hoover, but now that we have an IT position, that's been removed from the budget. So just explanation on that.
EMA advisory board, representative for the health department or medical professional was Sherry Fagner.
I would entertain to place Terry Hansen.
So moved.
We have a motion in a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Animal disease control emergency, it was Sarah Thompson.
The sheriff still back there?
These need to be, you're fulfilling, because these are a 4-year term, you're fulfilling the positions is what you're doing right now. To fill the term out. Did you want to make it that John, the animal control officer?
That's what I was thinking.
I think that'd be appropriate. I'll make that motion.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Okay. Floodplains Management Commission, 1-year term. Commissioners appoint all three. Commissioner's representative is Dave Dare. Board members, Jerry Sullivan. Board member is Terry Young.
Move to reappoint. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Did you, Terry?
I made it. Terry, or Bud seconded it.
Okay. Larry and Bud. Okay, the same?
The same for all three of those. Yep.
Okay. Alan Heiser's on the Four County Mental Health Board. That term expires 10/1/16.
So we got while we wait on that.
The OSHA representatives, 1 year. It's for the courthouse highway. County homes gone, sheriff's department, recycling, transfer station, and county annex. Larry Hoover, Mark Fox, Mike Gayer, Brad Bunnell, and Dave Dare are the people that were in there.
I would move to replace those people with existing.
Sherry Gaylor then?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Fox will be Terry Ruff.
Jeff Richwine.
Jeff Richwine. Did you guys want to put, does it have to be just five?
I don't think there's a minimum or maximum.
Okay. Industrial Park.
We have a motion. Oh. I'll second it. Do we have a motion and a second? We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
I'm sorry.
No, in my bad.
Commissioners point. Representative of local utility and representative of local government. Brad Zellers was in the utility and Dave Zeltwanger was in the government.
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
The Kankakee Regional Planning Commission, board member appointed by commissioners, Terry Young, and commissioner's representative, Nathan Oringer.
Move to approve.
I don't really want to sit on the board anymore, Larry.
Okay.
Time constrictions.
Bud, would you be interested in sitting on that?
It makes no difference.
Move to put Bud Crone as the board member appointee commission.
Okay. And then Nathan as the representative?
Yep.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Kankakee Regional Planning Commissioner's appointee was Mark Fox and Larry Brady.
Gary Krueger, would you be interested in sitting on that board? Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah.
It's the Kankakee Iroquois Regional Plan Commission's Transportation Advisory Board.
Yeah, I guess.
Strong choice. We have most...
Do you want to stay on there too, Larry?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll entertain a motion to approve those two.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Write it down there. Gary.
Workforce Innovation Local Elected Official Board. Larry Brady has been on that one.
I'd like to stay on that if that's possible.
I move to leave that as is.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
LEPC, Commissioner appointee is Terry.
I'd like to stay on if I could.
Motion for Terry to stay on.
I'll second that. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, the Northwest Indiana Solid Waste District. We've got Mick Teedy, Melanie Berger, Larry Brady, Terry Young, Tom Roth, and Mark Herring.
So.
And the commissioners appoint them all.
So let's change the Mick to Mike.
Okay.
And I'm comfortable staying on this. Terry, are you comfortable staying?
That's fine. Yeah, I move to make those changes.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Now we're to the positions. Part-time microfilm department officer, Janet Duncan.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, I'm going to have to write different on these. Do you want to go through and appoint on these and then make the motion?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Okay. That'd be okay with Jim? Just do one approval for all of these once we get the names in place? Okay.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me do a different, because I've got to write the motions in the second. So.
Find what?
Okay.
This point of thing was it sent out? Hang on. Terry, go ahead.
Move to appoint Janet Duncan, Mike Fish.
Okay.
Rick, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Highway supervisor.
Pardon, Sheila? Pardon?
Highway supervisor.
Move to appoint Terry Ruff. Reappoint Terry Ruff.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
General foreman for the highway.
We have a motion for Gary Krueger.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
County, okay, we don't need this one. County veteran service officer, Ed Fleury.
Move to approve Ed Fleury as the Veteran Service Officer.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Maintenance Director, Jeff Johnston.
Move to reappoint Jeff Johnston.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Recycling Transfer Station.
Okay, wait a minute. We're moving to reappoint. So it's going to be Jeff?
Is that what you meant? Terry?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And Terry made the motion and Bud seconded it. Okay.
Yep.
Recycling Transfer Station, Brad Bunnell.
I'll move to appoint Brad Bunnell as Recycling Transfer Station Manager.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Building Inspector, Dave Dare.
I'll move to approve Dave Dare as Building Inspector.
No second for me. So no second for me.
Can we table that one for a month?
For a month? Our attorney's not here.
Pardon?
Our attorney's not here to legally if to delay this a month. We have a motion, no second. I have a shaking of the head no from Bud Crone. We have a no vote for Terry Ruff or Terry Young, so that position is open. Who do you want to appoint?
We can advertise as soon as possible.
We have a motion to advertise for a building inspector.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Who did the motion to advertise?
I did, sure.
Terry? Okay.
Terry.
But second, second it.
All in favor say aye. Aye. Animal control officer.
I think that's up to sheriff.
The sheriff's not in here right now?
No.
What's John?
Hoinhoffen?
Yeah. That's currently who's in the position.
Yeah. If sheriff wants to do that, I would support that.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion.
You
a second.
Want to come back to that one when the sheriff's in here?
That's fine.
That's fine.
And do you want to put the IT director on this position?
I would assume that would be where the position is, so
okay.
I'll move to reappoint R.B. Walters as our IT.
I second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Property Tax Assessment Board. The commissioners do a board member, and they do a certified level two or board member. Jerry Sullivan Sr. is one of them, and Stanley Benning is the other.
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion as a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
And for both of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Library board's nothing in there yet, correct?
No, they still are, but June.
In June, we got to. Council
unless the
point.
Council does it.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody else is okay. That's not no more. Pulaski County Human Service Transportation Advisor Council. That's a council, I'm sorry. Pulaski Community Planning Commission. Rick Stone was for December of 15.
It says C note. What's the note saying? Okay. Move to reappoint Rick Stone.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Sheriff, you were gone, but our animal control officer, are you comfortable leaving John in the position there, sir?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And animal disease control emergency coordinator, him too?
Jeff. Okay, with John being the, say that again, Sheila.
Animal disease control emergency coordinator.
That's John's position too?
It's a position for a 1-year term, yes. And the animal officer has held it in the past.
Okay.
We'll look into this more.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give me a motion and a second on that?
So moved.
Okay. A motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion okay. Carried.
Okay. The Pulaski County Jail Lease Corporation Board.
we need to replace a member, Richard Summers, and we need to... Terry Young, did you want to come off of that, or...?
They kicked me off of it, actually.
Okay.
Now, if one of the members didn't want a commissioner, but I think it's a very good thing that commissioner's on their board, and like they only meet once or twice a year, and I would nominate Bud to be on that board as representing us.
I'll second that. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
What about, you still want to stay on it?
He was kicked off. We're replacing Terry.
Okay, who's taking Richard Summers' place?
Oh, no, we didn't do that one yet.
Okay.
We'll need to find a replacement for that.
Okay.
And to my knowledge, that's it?
Sheila, there's one other board that hasn't been formed yet. It's in the process, but the ADA board.
Okay.
And Sherry is working on it. We've got some good names, and we just have to get things down in order.
Do you give me a couple information? How many year board is it going to be?
Don't know yet.
Okay.
Don't know yet.
Okay. I'll just put it on here.
I'd say at least a 4 year, but
yeah,
more to determine.
She wants to do it right and get it going. So we've got four or five good names there.
Okay.
Get back with you.
Okay. Make sure I got everything. Blackstone, they reappointed him. Oh, Lawrence Lamer was the representative for the surveyor, and that he needs to be reappointed. Do you know if he's staying on? Okay.
Move to approve Lawrence Lamer as Advisory Plan Commission member.
I'll second.
We have a motion.
I'm sure he wants to stay on there.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Yeah.
Okay. To my knowledge, that's all we have on those.
Okay. Are you ready for the minutes? Or?
Yes. And all the minutes are here except for the 21st. They wouldn't print.
Any questions or concerns in regards to the minutes?
Nope.
Entertain a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Make a motion.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. This was neglected from being signed last month. All right, what was that?
I had, they were going to try to come tonight, but it isn't worked out. Plus, there is a contract attached to this that I think Kevin needs to see, and it's got to do with
I read that.
The Soil and Water Department. I sent an email out today on it. I sent it to Kevin, and I know he's in court, so.
Yeah, that's fine. Claims. I'll entertain a motion to approve the claims as presented.
So moved.
We have a motion and a favor. Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
I have two claims here that's not in the batch that was printed out, and what they were is the startup money for the two departments that have new people in them.
Okay.
They turned in their their cash drawer startup money.
Okay.
And then we replaced it.
Claims already with payroll. We said payroll. Or do we approve claims? Do we approve claims already?
Yeah.
Check your list. Anything else, gentlemen?
Yeah. I've got a short list here.
Okay.
We covered the ADA appointments pending. According to our realtor, our guy here in town, the county home auctions should be coming up very soon, sometime early January, hopefully.
Will there be adequate notification?
I'm sure there will be, yeah.
Okay.
We've got the prescription cards throughout the county. I'm going to get another poster downstairs. I failed to do that. I want to thank Amber for her article in the paper. A lot of people are talking about it, so I appreciate that, Amber.
I had a couple phone calls, Terry, that said that they tried to use them and they were told they were not valid because we're not members. And remember when I went to AIC, I talked to that guy and I told him to get a hold of you. Because we had paid, we've already paid our fee and everything, right. But they're saying that they're not active. They won't use, they can't use them because we're not members of the prescription thing.
You need to call if they had a member then.
Okay.
I'll get a hold of Nick and get it figured out. Because they're supposed to be, I thought it was a good thing. We all thought it was a good thing. This came up last summer. It's going to come up again, I'm sure, if the weather doesn't stay like we do in Missouri. I would like for the board to meet with the fair board, see if they're interested at all in these fairgrounds, get it out of that hole down there in the park. And I think it would be a good thing for everybody and see where we're at. If it doesn't fly, it doesn't fly. We've got the ground out there doing nothing. And that's what it was donated for. And I think it'd be a great asset for the community to move it. It's my personal opinion, but I think we'll see where the fair board sets on it. So.
Okay.
That's all I had.
Bud, do you have anything?
Just a comment. The fair, a lot of people support, a lot not. But as much rain as we had last summer, I think up at County Home, it would have been a swamp too. And I don't know if we'd be better than that. We'd be away from the trees.
Okay. Anything else?
Sheila, I don't know if you got a copy of this. This is a survey. I don't need it. This is a survey of the county home. If you need the record.
I've got all the stuff that on the county home that we got.
Give that to me just before Christmas. And
okay.
Give it to you. That's all I have.
Public questions, comments? Hearing, seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn our meeting.
Move to adjourn, Larry.
No questions.
One quick one, I guess. Did you ever settle the airport out there on the snow removal? Remember the last summer that I come up with it?
Sheila's got her hand in.
I talked to Jim McDaniels regarding that, about the county highway doing that. And he wants to keep who he has doing it all, doing it. Because he doesn't think that the guy that does it now knows where all the lights and everything are. And if everything's covered up. So you, as a commissioner, though, you might want to talk to Jim. And because I asked him about it when we was working on his budget.
Was it left in his budget?
He put money back in it.
Okay. If it's in his budget.
He was getting cuts and he was asking him to come out of the airport.
Okay.
I guess it's time to ask. So it was taken care of, correct?
Yeah.
He said it was, but the commissioners can talk to him and he can relay to them
okay
what he told me.
I'm okay with having
more than happy for them to take care of.
I gathered the vibes there. Okay.
What's the sum that he paid last year?
Is it variable? Depends on how many snows we
pay. I want to say 2,200 is what we end up paying out. But I don't think he's got that much budgeted this year.
because everything was taken out of his budget, and he was kind of conservative in what he put back in. I can give you numbers if we go downstairs, but at the moment I can't.
Is he doing it on call, or?
I think so.
Yes.
I imagine it's on call, and based upon how many times he does it, depends on how much snow we get.
Well, he was very concerned where the lights are, and that this gentleman that does it knows where the lights are. He knows about the runway, and he wasn't sure if any of the county drivers had ever done it before, so it was a concern. So if you would please talk to him, just to verify what I've said.
Okay. We have another question out in the audience. Roger?
Did I understand you correctly that the appointment for the county library board is in June?
Correct.
For the council.
For the council.
You do not make a...
The county council makes your appointment.
I know that.
Okay.
The commissioners do not make an appointment to the library board?
They might, but apparently it's not up.
It's not up yet.
I know, that's why I was asking. You did say you're going to do it in June for the commissioners.
No, I'm sorry. It's a county council decision.
I knew we had one, but I thought somebody said you also had one.
Commissioners have one in 2018, 2019. So no, they've already did theirs.
I think, to extend my comment or question, 2018 is a long time away, but still, again, several of us attended December's meeting of the County Library Board, where I suppose final action was continued from their November meeting to close the Maderaville Library, which I think is a travesty. And I would hope that the commissioners, if the situation hasn't been clarified and turned around and that library back open by then, would consider strongly a representative from that part of the county to sit on the library board, because currently I don't believe there's anyone from those three townships in the northwestern part of the county sitting on the library board. So
we had an individual that stated that his filling in was a fill-in for an appointee that has relayed to me that if it was on the commissioner's wish that she would step down so the appointment could be made representing an actual side of the county.
I think there were some excellent candidates at that last meeting that we attended.
Correct.
Probably step forward to serve on the library board.
And I believe if we reach out to the lady that gave us a request, if we can get something in writing, then we can act upon that earlier than the 2018.
Right.
There's also a board member that's coming to the council meeting next Monday night. She's on the board with an appointment.
Good.
Any other comments or questions? Otherwise, I'll again...
And Roger, we have been in conversation with different ones on that too, because I think it's a bad thing. Also.
Error.
Yes.
Error.
Thank you.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. We have a couple minutes before the joint session. We'll start up. You guys can use your